SkillSource licensing program is a historical footnote. It was prompted by customers that had come in asking us, would you have some kind of a license like that available, given the legal claims that you're making in the marketplace? We put that program together. We started to make some sales. Things were moving along. And then roughly a year ago, we had a number of third-party companies. There's probably over half a dozen companies out there that stepped up and said, we're going to provide indemnification to basically preempt you from taking a SkillSource license, indemnification from having to worry about Skull lawsuits in the future, which basically then had a lot of other customers come back and say, well, they're either going to take one of those licenses or they're going to come back and when our claims are more complete and then talk about a license. So my view on the trajectory of the SkillSource licensing is that it is probably not going to kick in fully until we have some legal courtroom wins, and that's why we're focused on winning there in the courtroom. We also have a major website that's out there that has stated their core reason for being is to try and destroy Skull and to try and put a big damper on what our claims are in the marketplace. So we have a lot of misinformation flying around out there on this website, and the reality is the website is full of misinformation, including the people who are actually running it. And you know, so I think when you get to the point where you start to strip away the people that are in front of Grok Law, I think you'll find that Pamela Jones is not who she says she is. And the key to finding out who is behind Grok Law is to understand who is Pamela Jones. And we think that when you get to the point where you find out some of the things that we know, you'll find that everyone is being misled as to who she says she is, and that the identity of Pamela Jones is much different than is advertised. So, you know, some of those things that are happening over on that website have a dampening effect on SkillSource, and as some of these issues become more transparent in the public marketplace, we think that will have an impact as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
We'll have our next question from George Weiss Gardner.
Okay. Hi. I think you answered some of it, but I wanted to just clarify on that last issue about SkillSource.
Yeah.
You had originally sent out, you know, well over 1,000 letters to various users in the Linux community, and I gather by what you're just saying now is that that is kind of an effort on hold until you receive more of a resolution in this particular case, but that you can always revisit that and require or ask for users to, you know, take out a license with SCO if you're successful?
I think that's the right way to view it, George. I think the correct sequence of events here is let's go ahead and settle the claims inside of the courtrooms. And as it relates to Linux, obviously the two main cases there would be IBM and AutoZone. So let's get through these cases, and you know, obviously Novell will have some impact as well. Let's go ahead and work through these cases, and when we're done, a lot of the companies we had talked to and have been talking to have stated that if we've got a problem here, we'll step up and resolve it. So I think rather than putting a lot of energy behind that or creating an environment that is somewhat vague based on the fact that the courtroom issues are not resolved, let's go ahead and finish off the courtroom decisions and then we'll revisit the issue. I think at the end of the day, it's real simple. It's buy now or buy later, and if they want to wait till later, we're fine with that.
Okay, so you haven't really given up on the at least what you think is the legality of the issue, that there is code that the Linux community is ostensibly running that you feel has been misappropriated from the fact that IBM, you claim, volunteered that code to the Linux community, right?
I think as you go, to state it real simply, if you read our filings that we stand behind 100%,